Hello and welcome to the eighth sound file in the series on Chauncey Vale Wildlife Sanctuary. I'm Mike Swenson and together with Heather Chauncey, we'll try to make your trip to this unique part of the southern midlands of Tasmania an interesting and a memorable one. This story surrounds one of Heather Chauncey's aunts. Her name is Eve. Here's Heather.
This is called Eve's Bath. It was called after my aunt, who was the youngest of the Masterman family. She was only six or seven when they first came up here, and they used to put her sitting in there. The nursery governess used to come up with her, and the two youngest ones would come up and stay playing in the pools here, while the other children ran straight up this hill, which is fairly steep at this point, to the cave we were in before, Secret Cave. This is a rather beautiful area of the creek. You can see the sandstone has washed into nice ledges and pools. Its water is cold, but perfectly drinkable. And you have lots of little frogs and tadpoles here. The Eve, it's named after my aunt, is currently still alive, living by herself in Berrydale. She's now 102 years old. She's still walking 2 or 3 miles a day, caring for herself, living quite happily alone. We hope she goes on for many more years in her little cottage at Berrydale. But it's interesting having someone who has seen so much of life go by in so many generations as this.
You'll find Eve's Bath, as it's known, as you travel back down along the creek, walking along on the northern side on the old bush track. It's a pretty easy walk. There are a few spots where you can see the creek, but this is a special spot where the sandstone is exposed. And as long as there isn't a minor flood, it really is a quite beautiful spot. There are flat areas to sit on, to dangle your feet in the crystal cold clear water and just enjoy nature at its best.
The level of creek we're looking at now is an early summer level. It's flowing reasonably well. In winter it will come right up, right across all these rocks. You can't get down here at all. It's just a rushing torrent after heavy rain. It will then drop down to about this level again. In very dry weather, or if you have several very dry summers, it will go right down and you only get it right down in the cracks of the rocks. It's never dried out totally, but in this area, but you get very shallow bits of water and the pool itself dries out and the little races, water race type things down to the next pool will dry, but the water itself, there's always some water here, and it's always a good place to look out for birds late afternoon. They come down to drink and to feed round here, and the swallows and martins come in because of course there are lots of insects around here. Yes, people who visit this area really enjoy looking at it because it is remarkably pretty looking both downstream, and I think it's rather romantically pretty looking upstream underneath the trees where you can see the water trickling through the rocks. But as I say, you only really visit this late spring through to early winter. After that, you don't really get across the creek very easily and you don't really get down here.
Once you've dragged yourself away from this beautiful spot on the creek, it's time to slowly wander back along the track as it winds its way back to the small gate and fence near one of the shelter sheds. You can sit then and talk about your experiences, what you've seen, heard, the flowers, grasses, snakes, lizards, birds, and just the natural sounds and beauty of the Australian bush. If you have time, go and have a look at the family home, Day Dawn as it's called. And if you're the organised sort, well, unlike me, you might have booked already time to look around the inside of the homestead, because it's a great opportunity to step back in time.